Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1196, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's begin. Round one, the category, April Fool's Day. First question. The United States launched TIROS FUS, the first satellite of this kind, on April 1, 1960. The answer is weather satellite. Fun fact, TIROS stands for Television Infrared Observation Satellite and was the first successful low Earth orbital weather satellite. Second question. These two notable figures, Rachmaninoff and Rostand, share something in common. The answer is April 1st birthdays. Third question in this round. This silent movie, Hunchback, whose parents were deaf, was born on April 1st, 1883. The answer is Lon Chaney. Known as the Man of a Thousand Faces, Chaney was a highly versatile and pioneering actor in early Hollywood. Fourth question. The core of this computer company goes back to its founding on April 1, 1976. The answer is Apple Computer. All right, fifth question. This Motown star was shot by his father on April 1, 1984, the day before his 45th birthday. The answer is Marvin Gaye. Let's jump into round two. The category? Trees. First question. This chestnut is scientifically known as Aesculus hippocastanum. The answer is the horse chestnut. Second question. What is the botanical name of this Scott Joplin tune? The answer is the maple leaf rag. Third question. The blue gum, which has been introduced into the U.S., and the Sydney peppermint are species of this tree. The answer is the eucalyptus. Fourth question. What is the better known genus and species name of the maidenhair tree used in Chinese medicine to boost memory? The answer is Ginkgo biloba. The answer again was Ginkgo biloba. Fifth question. Which type of tree is mentioned in the chorus of the following song? As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. The answer is a redwood. Round three, the category, science puns. First question. Do bees build these from scratch or does the scratch come later? The answer is hives. Second question. When a woman in labor yells out can't, don't, or won't, she's having these. The answer is contractions. Third question. When you are under this, a manometer will measure it. The answer is pressure. Fourth question. Wyatt Earp gave these creatures the okay to build a reef in Tombstone's Lake. The answer is coral. Fifth question. At lunch, whales commit murder on a massive scale when they're going in for this. The answer is the krill. Here we go with round four. The category, back to basics. First question. This word for basic is also a type of school typically for children in third grade. The answer is primary or elementary. Second question. RIF, short for reading is this, has aided children's literacy since 1966. The answer is fundamental. Third question. The timeless line, when in doubt, go basic, refers to this color, as mentioned in a 2017 Vogue feature. The answer is black. Fourth question. What is the watery term for the dominant trend, perhaps describing big media? The answer is mainstream. Fifth question. Are you ready? This 11-letter word means basic, like skills everyone should have. The answer is rudimentary. Final round. The category? Highways and byways. First question. The Tour de France ends on this boulevard. The answer is the Champs-Élysées. Second question. In 1961, part of Stalin Alley in this city was renamed Karl Marx Alley. The answer is East Berlin. Third question in this round. Gulag labor was used to build the 7,000-mile highway with the same name as a famous railroad. The answer is the Trans-Siberian Highway. Fourth question. Peace, hope, and friendship are streets in this state capital named in honor of God. The answer is Providence, Rhode Island. Fifth question. As Wall Street is associated with stocks, this NYC street is associated with advertising. The answer is Madison Avenue. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia. Thank you.